Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Besa Shio. And I'm Whitney Shio's husband.
And this is the place where we like to give encouragement and tips that are very easy to do, but also at the same time, they're easy not to do.
Yes, because at Live Your Best Marriage, we always believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and guys, you can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Mm-hmm. And you can like us on Facebook as well.
Yes. It's Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the place where it all began, liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Amen.
So today what we want to do is we want to share 4 things that we've learned that can help end criticism in your marriage.
Yeah, criticizing is not good.
No, it's not. It's actually one of the 4 horsemen that Dr. Gottman talks about when someone's marriage is about to end.
Yes. Yeah. So is it contempt or criticizing?
No, well, contempt is one of the 4 things.
Okay.
But criticizing, and the reason why is because a lot of times when we complain about something, we just think like we're complaining.
Okay.
But if it comes out in the form of attacking the other person, it's actually not a complaint. It's a criticism.
What if somebody says, oh, I'm so honest.
So honest. No, you can be honest and attack the problem.
Not the person.
But not the person. Yeah. Because, and I think we all know that feeling. We know that criticism just does not motivate.
No.
It does. It definitely does not make me want to do more.
No.
And actually, I think it can push your spouse away.
And I don't even think there's some people who get motivated by being criticized, but it doesn't work for me either.
No. So have you ever wanted your spouse to do something for you or to stop doing a specific thing that bugs you and it has become a problem, but when you tell your spouse what you want, it just doesn't come out as loving as you would like for it to?
I think we've all been guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely. Especially if it's something that, if it's making you really, really upset, then it's probably not the easiest thing to talk about.
So what should we do?
So first, I think the biggest thing for me was just learning the difference between a criticism and a complaint. I mean, that made a world of difference for me.
So what's a complaint?
So a complaint would be like, for example, if you're just complaining about something, you could bring up the issue at hand and say, okay, well, you know, I would really like it better if you did such and such this way.
Okay.
But if you approach it from the direction of, oh my goodness, seriously, are you like really messing that up again? I mean, why do you have to do it like that? So do you see the difference? The first one of saying like, you know, I really, really appreciate it if you would do it this other way. That just talks about the thing that they're doing.
Okay.
That you don't like. But the second one was like basically telling the person that they are a screwed up person.
Oh.
So, and none of us want to hear that. So it does the opposite. Instead of making them do whatever, make the change that you're wanting them to do, it actually, I think, it does the opposite. It either makes them less likely to make that change, or it just pushes them away from you.
And also, actually, it might start making them resist you.
Yeah, and also, like, I think some resentment could start...
Oh, resentment, yeah.
...could start building up as well. Yeah, so...
Wow.
The criticism actually goes past the problem.
Okay.
And it just starts, I mean, it just like goes directly to like the person's character or their personality or, you know, like just things that make them who they are.
So why do you think we go to criticize instead of complain? Makes somebody, is it because of anger? Is it because they're just a mean person? Is it because they don't like that?
I know, like, for us, it could be, like, I'm not even thinking about it as a complaint versus a criticism. I'm just, maybe I'm just frustrated with something, or I would really like for something to change.
Okay.
And so I just start talking. So I guess it's, like, a lack of consideration.
Okay.
Yeah, for the other person.
At that moment when you're upset, you lack consideration. But, so you think it would be a good idea if you pause and maybe give it some time before you deal with the issue?
I think, I know that, like, if I'm frustrated, it's not going to come out the right way. Like, I won't be able to say it in a way that is helpful. I think it's going to hurt a lot more than it helps. But this is also not a one-time thing, though. It's a habit.
Yeah.
That you'll try to get yourself into. So, like, every time you react to a situation,
yes,
you practice, like, okay, how am I going to go about this? Am I going to just stick on the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to just start labeling my spouse as the one who does that thing that is so annoying?
Yes. And do you think there's sometimes that criticizing is justified? Do you think of any situation where, you know what, on this one, he really pushed me and it's justified, or there's no place where criticism can be justified?
I can't think of any right now. I felt that way, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, if it turns into an argument, then yeah, I might even be so generous to throw in, like, extra criticisms about issues that are not even related at that moment.
And do you know you are saying them, or you just...
Yeah, I do. So that is mostly done out of anger for unresolved issues. So that's why it's also important to make sure that you guys can resolve things that happened in the past that are upsetting. So.
Wow. And is it the same thing as complaining?
No.
Yeah, I guess it's complaint. Yeah.
No. Remember, like, a complaint goes, like, directly to the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the criticism attacks the person. So if it, and, like, the difficult thing about it is your spouse might even begin to feel like they're not good enough,
mm-hmm,
or they might even start feeling like they aren't loved.
Yes.
So.
Now, in Proverbs, mm-hmm, they talk about a complaining wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that can also be turned into a complaining husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say that it's better to, something about living in a desert than living in the same house with a complaining and a nagging wife, which mm-hmm can also be turned to a nagging or complaining
mm-hmm
husband.
Mm-hmm.
So is it complaining, or is it, or am I splitting hairs here?
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. The verse about it's better to dwell in the wilderness,
yes,
than with a hot-tempered wife.
Yeah, complaining wife, or
I see. Quarrelsome. Yeah, I know some translations call it, like, say, contentious. Mm-hmm. An angry woman.
And
know,
some of them even say complaining. Because yeah, okay. I always read the New Living Translation.
Complaining wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the context that they're using is a spouse who is, like, just constantly attacking.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense?
Yes.
I think that's what they're referring to. I don't think that's an issue of, like, trying to hash out the exact definition of the word complaining.
Okay.
I think they're referring to those situations where a marriage is just, like, jam-packed with fights.
So you think I'm kind of splitting hairs here between...
Yeah. I know for sure you are, but...
So for some reason, I feel that as a...
I meant it in the most...
I feel like I'm being criticized here, guys.
I really, literally meant it in the most constructive way possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if somebody is very sensitive? Does that really... It's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I just was just telling them how it is, and now, but they are just so sensitive that everything is starting to be a problem.
Someone is sensitive?
Yeah.
Well, I think if that person, if that sensitive person is the one you married, I think it's only fair that their feelings are made a priority.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's, I mean, yeah. I think so.
So you should basically, what you're saying is...
Because that's the thing. You can still, like, want something to change.
Yes.
You can still want them to do something, but say it in a nice way.
Yeah.
And even if someone is sensitive, like...
Just because someone
is sensitive, that doesn't mean that they're unreasonable or that they can't take correction.
Yes, and even if they're sensitive, they still... You need to... calibrate your response to deal with their sensitivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you still have a right to request a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Pastor Max says.
Because avoidance is just going to make it worse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Max says something about is this worth it for me to lose my friendship? Something like that.
Okay, yeah, so Pastor Mark is the senior pastor at our church here in the city where we live. So that's who Pace is referring to. What was the quote he gave you?
He was saying that before he starts to criticize, he can ask himself, is it worth it to make my wife upset because of I want to prove that I'm right, or is it worth it to lose a friend? Is it worth it to lose a friend because I'm angry right now and I need to express myself?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, and obviously the answer is no, it's not worth it. So he's like, okay, I need to chill out, give it some time, and then go and talk to the friend. And usually after he has given himself. According to him, if he has given himself some time, he says he's calmed down enough that he doesn't even see any reason to go and confront the person.
Okay,
because the criticizing is being fueled by anger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. That's a really, really nice point that you just brought in. Yeah, so one way of looking at it is, You can ask yourself, is this small preference that I have really worth bringing up? Is it is it just gonna be more more of an inconvenience than a help to us, or is this something that is going to offend my spouse? Is it something that even needs to be done?
Yes. Oh, is it something that I'm gonna lose a friendship because? Is it worth it to lose a friendship?
So is it worth it? Is it big enough to even bring up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that. That's really nice. So for example, if you have a preference to have the trash taken out immediately, let's say it reaches a certain level in the trash can. And or a diaper pail, whatever example you want to use.
Yes.
It reaches a certain level, and let's say one spouse prefers it to be taken out immediately.
Yes.
And the other spouse doesn't really matter too much. We can wait until it's totally full, and then we'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
So is it worth it to blow up on that issue when it's overflowing or when it's getting pretty full? Is it worth it to blow up in anger and say, oh my goodness, why can't you keep this place clean?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
It's not worth it.
No.
But when you are upset, it might feel like, because you need to calm down. And then when you calm down, your feelings will go down and you'll realize it's not worth it. But when mm-hmm. in the heat mm-hmm. Of the battle,
when you see your pet peeve happening yes. right before you,
yes.
so the complaint would be, why can't you get this thing emptied?
Yes.
Or why can't you keep this thing under control? Basically, there's an implication that the spouse is dirty.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the complaint. But, criticism, sorry.
Yes.
Switch that around. But a complaint that is decent would be like either to keep quiet and just empty it yourself, or to be like, you know, I really would appreciate it if we could just, you know, keep this at a... from not overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a way that keeps the focus on the trash can and not making the person feel like they just can't handle it, or
like there's something wrong with them.
I think that's a pretty easy example to get.
And you know, another thing that again, Pastor Mark,
mm-hmm.
and then he said is like an offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars.
Mm-hmm. So that's Proverbs 18:19.
Yes.
Okay.
So arguments, and this is not, you're not arguing with an enemy. That's
mm-hmm.
basically saying that arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars.
Mm-hmm.
And an offended friend, so your friend, so mm-hmm. an offended friend or an offended spouse
mm-hmm.
or an offended family member is harder to win back than a fortified city.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we need to realize that once we criticize and we say these harsh, mean words, we can apologize, say, oh, I didn't mean to do whatever. But you can never unsay the words. The words have been already said. So the harm has already been done. What you're trying to do is repair the damage, but the harm has already been done. So this took me a while to get, because it feels like, oh, I apologized.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to, or blah, blah, blah. But once the words come out of your mouth, you're responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how much you say you're sorry, you cannot unsay
mm-hmm.
the words.
Right.
And this is the big part that it took me a minute to get, that apologizing is not unsaying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just trying to repair.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The damage has already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So you are just trying to repair. So it will be better to prepare
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to repair. It's better to lock your mouth, like stop your mouth from saying those bad words, instead of saying them and apologizing. And I think it's Tim Ferriss who was saying the best thing, it's like you should ask for permission and not apologize.
Oh, you mean what Tim Ferriss was saying?
Yes.
Oh, I remember he was saying you should go ahead and do what you want to do
mm-hmm.
instead of asking for permission.
Yes.
And then, but apologize later.
Okay.
If someone was not okay with it.
I guess that's different because I guess that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's totally different. But I hope you guys see. Do you guys see what I'm talking about? Like, do you see what I'm talking about in terms mm-hmm. of like, mm-hmm. hey, you are not unsaying the words. You are just
mm-hmm.
trying to
mm-hmm.
repair the damage you've done.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And also, I think a really great part of repairing is even just letting that person know that you see what you did that upset them.
Okay.
Like, you are acknowledging that what you said really, really just did not sit well with them.
Okay.
And because frankly, there are some situations where people are like, what are you talking about? What's your problem? I'm right. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. So yeah, if someone is making that repair attempt,
yes,
that is really, really special, and that's really important to go ahead and honor that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
if you're on the receiving end of that.
So if you're on the receiving end of it, mm-hmm. if somebody says, "Oh, I didn't mean to," mm-hmm. you should be more likely, more open to receiving mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think it's good to just honor that if they're acknowledging that what they said or did was not the best thing,
yeah.
you know, and they feel bad that they offended you. That's, yeah.
Okay.
That's a great start to a repair.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so what are the other tips to end the criticizing? Mm-hmm. Criticizing?
So, yeah, the really awesome tip that you had given earlier about cooling down mm-hmm. if the disagreement gets too hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you told us about the pastor.
Yes.
Saying that a lot of times he'll have a criticism for someone, but then after he cools down and thinks about it a little bit longer, he realizes it's not even big enough to bring up.
No.
It's not even worth talking about it.
Yes.
So that can help too. So always, if you have a chance, if you have time, go ahead and cool down. Because that's a huge, huge help.
Actually, I think that by itself,
mm-hmm.
that by itself, like, can take care of 90% of the problems. Like, mm-hmm. cooling down before.
Mm-hmm.
You go and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that by itself. Because most of the criticizing is actually just fueled by anger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not kind enough to look at the other person's point of view. Or even you're not calm enough to listen to the whole story.
Yes. And so what's really great is if your spouse is doing something that really just bugs you, also try seeing things the way they see it, or just viewing the world from their shoes for a minute. Maybe they're overwhelmed with mm-hmm. something else that's going on, and they're not able to just do whatever that thing is that you're wanting done.
Yeah.
But also, if it's something in their behavior, like if it's something that the way that they talk to you,
yeah.
or there's a certain way they behave when they're around friends or whatever it is, just try as much as possible to complain about the specific issue and not like make it that they are perpetually flawed and there's no hope of ever being repaired.
Yeah. But again, and also I think I talked about not knowing the whole story. Mm-hmm. You can see your spouse doing something and mm-hmm. the way you view it
mm-hmm.
from where you come from,
mm-hmm.
from your history, from your background, you view that as, oh no, he didn't,
mm-hmm.
oh no, she didn't. I cannot believe she's doing that. I cannot believe he's doing that. Why? Because I'm viewing it from the filter of my eyes, how I view life. Yeah. They might be totally oblivious of everything you are seeing. They are looking at the cup a different way. So instantly, you might jump and start like just blowing, just being very upset and yelling and whatever, but at the same time, you never got to hear their side of the story.
And there might even be something that you're doing
yeah.
that's just as bad or worse
yes.
than what they're doing. So, I mean, that's always like a huge life lesson, you know, when you realize like you also have issues too.
But the key is when you realize,
yeah.
because most of the time,
it's just one-sided.
Yes, most of the time it's one-sided, and the people who are quick to criticize are very slow to see that they are wrong.
Yes.
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 Because we all have that in our nature. We want our way.
Yes.
To begin with.
And pretty much the whole concept of criticizing is you are holding yourself at a place of high moral value. Mm-hmm. Like you are high more, it's like
you're superior.
Yes, it's like a friend of mine, not mm-hmm. a friend, but an acquaintance, who everywhere he goes, he used to see people driving the wrong way. Like, not the wrong way, like they were not turning
their blinkers
mm-hmm. on. They were not slowing the right way. I mean, there was always a problem with mm-hmm. other drivers. Mm-hmm. So driving with him, it's like he gets so upset
mm-hmm.
and it's like a constant criticism. He's just criticizing other drivers
mm-hmm.
and his blood pressure is just like, he gets really mm-hmm. upset. Because the thing to me is, this guy views himself as high, more like he's like a way higher moral value. He's better than everybody when it comes to driving. And it's his place in the world to just get everybody to drive the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a constant criticism because he is higher than everybody.
Right.
So people who most of the time they are criticizing, they might be the last one to see that they were wrong.
Yes. Yes. And that's not a fun person to be around. Just saying.
I mean, he was even calling the cops, mm-hmm. Calling 911 and everything. But
so he was calling the police because the person in front of him did not use his blinker, his turn signal.
Yeah.
He pretty much decided that getting on the phone and talking was less dangerous than what the person in front of him was doing?
Yes, because he's right. He's trying to save the world from these crazy drivers.
He's superior. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he aces the exam because he wrote the exam, right?
Yes. But okay. You could see the anger and you could see the...
those people are fun.
You could see the anger and there's this self-righteousness. That's mm-hmm. the key. There's mm-hmm. a lot of self-righteousness. So, again, it's hard for them to see that they are wrong. So it might be a long time before they accept that they were doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's still the same. I mean, he always sees how the kids are not being raised right. Just everything's going bad.
But if you bring this up to him, he'll be very, very upset.
Yeah.
So, okay, folks, just to recap, if your needs are not being met and your voice of criticism is growing louder and louder, your spouse may begin to withdraw. So I think a good thing to keep in mind is just know the difference between a complaint and a criticism.
Yeah.
Remember, a complaint attacks the problem and the criticism attacks the person.
Yes.
So, folks, until next time, thank you so much. Again, you can always talk to us on Twitter. I am at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to you guys later. Bye. God bless.